It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Someone said if this keeps up with the Astros, it'll be Julia Morales in the HEB commercials. Julia would be good in those commercials, I think. She'd be excellent.
Oh, yeah, Julia would be really good. Yeah. I'm actually kind of... Toro's been in one.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk at all.
No. Oh, that's right. I forgot to list CJ and Will. They were in HEB commercials last year. Damn, Sean.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. You didn't... It wasn't an exhaustive list of guys who have been in it. You were just searching for the guys who are the least notable.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's probably a Rocket... You know what? There's definitely been a Rockets player in an HEB commercial somewhere along the guy.
Text in.
Who was just a try-hard glue guy or something.
Yeah. It feels like Mario.
A white guy is what I'm saying, Sean. some white jamoke that we don't even...
Chandler Parsons till he got paid. Yeah.
Well, Chandler Parsons, you know what? Maybe Chandler Parsons before he really became, you know, when he was just a promising young player,
man.
He might have been in one.
When he could have used...
Chandler made a transition as he got better as a basketball player to where he was actually good looking too. Mm-hmm. He was just kind of a doughy zit faced kid until all of a sudden he looked man about town.
Handsome young fella. Yeah, absolutely. We will get into the league meetings and the doings there. A lot of votes on things yesterday. And big talk about the tush push. Hey, before we get to that real quick, I did that poll that you asked me to do the other day because they talked about the 18 game season at the league meetings this week.
Mm-hmm.
For NFL fans, you had predicted that NFL fans, well, I don't know if you had predicted this. You're not a fan of going to 18 games.
No,
season.
No,
yeah.
I don't know. When you look at baseball and basketball, and for the most part, by and large, people feel like, yeah, in an ideal world, you'd have fewer games, but yeah, nobody's going to scale back on revenue or anything. I don't see why the NFL is dead set on pushing the envelope to try to get to the point where they realize, oh, well, we've got too many games now.
So
yeah.
you think it'd be too many games. What percentage of NFL fans do you think agreed with you according to my Pender poll?
I think that this is going to be a classic scenario where I'm going to admit in advance that even though I don't like it, it's not like all of a sudden I'm going to stop consuming it. It's like if you ask me, should I eat more sugar? Yeah. I'm like, no, of course I don't. I shouldn't eat any refined sugar whatsoever.
Right. Past,
guess what?
Past the Tres Leches. Yeah, past the Tres Leches.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think that when people are sitting down and thinking about it, I think 63% of your respondents do not want more games.
That's really good. You know what? You're getting a ding for this. Yeah. 58.5% said no, they don't want an 18-game regular season. I was surprised no won. I thought yes would win just because people just want more football, you know, more meaningful football. Because it would mean 18 regular season games and 2 preseason games as opposed to 17 and 3, what we have right now.
It's a little bit of that whole, you know, steak for dinner every night dynamic where things that are really cool, partly because you don't do it that often, they lose their luster when you have it all the time. And one of the appeals of football is that every game is so important and that you're hyper-focused on it for, you know, one time per week, usually with your own given team, and there's not that many occasions per year. And because you start adding, you know, with 18 games, and you're definitely, it's like adding on average a half of a home game every year, and that it becomes more of an obligation in a long haul than something that's just, okay, this is a fall sport, supposedly. But now we're going from you know, late summer till well into winter these days.
I would take it a step further and guess that if I were to put up a follow-up poll, that there would be as many people wanting to go from 17 back to 16 as there were that didn't want to go to 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think there's a nice even number element to 16 games.
Sean, this is the whole thing. It's, if you think about it, in an ideal business model, you're providing a product that's a really high quality product, and that's what drives revenue.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful about doing things to just, you know, to dupe people into spending more money. And if you, like, expanding internationally, that makes perfect sense. I think you can do that in a way that actually makes it more fun. I like the international games. I know there's people that don't, but it's not like it's diluting or detracting from the product, at least not in my mind. Whereas with this, it's, hey, we've got a good product, let's just make people buy more of it or just offer more of it. It's the opposite of what, hey, we, it's like if all of a sudden you, boy, you can make a lot of money with Bitcoin, let's double the amount of Bitcoins out there. Like, right. Oh, all right, all of a sudden Bitcoins aren't as valuable.
Yep.
It grates against me as a business person more so than as a sports fan.
It makes sense.
Respect your customer.
There you go. So the Tush Push, Seth, tabled, and I thought about this yesterday. They tabled it. They didn't vote it. You know, they didn't vote it down. Apparently, it's very split right now. Reportedly, 16 teams were in favor of banning the Tush Push. They need 24 to ban it. You need 24 out of 32 teams to be in favor of any sort of rule change.
It's like amending the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
is that something? Is it 2/3 for that? What is it for that?
I don't know what it is for that, but the comparison I made yesterday when Brandon was in, because there was a cut from I can't remember if it was Howie Roseman or somebody with the Eagles or somebody quoting the Eagles saying that, well, the Eagles feel good about this thing getting remaining in place because they know Kellen Moore's not going to vote against it. They know Jonathan Gannon's not going to vote against it. They know Shane Steichen's not going to vote against it because they all have their jobs in part because the Tush Push was legal. So they're going to remain loyal. And it reminded me of that movie. Have you ever seen the movie The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening? Douglas is the president of the United States in the movie. And one of the subplots to it is he's trying to get enough votes in Congress to get some ecological bill passed about emissions and whatnot. And they've got this room in the White House where they've got basically a picture of every congressman up there. And they've got the one column on the wall of the votes that we have and the one column on the wall of the votes we need to lobby to get this guy over to that side. I'm just picturing like Howie Roseman with a room like that. Like, all right, we got to go find, we got to make sure these guys don't flip. I'm picturing Goodell, everything he's saying appears to be on the side of wanting to get this thing banned, you know, from what we hear.
This is where I think I could see Goodell, because what I cited a couple days ago, is I don't know if this is worth banning it for, but the reason I personally don't enjoy watching the tush push is that it's a boring football play.
Yeah.
For the very same reasons the forward pass was a big key to making football, American football, more exciting. This is the exact opposite. It feels like it's a throwback to rugby. And but I don't think that's worth banning it for, because the competitive advantage that the Eagles really, really have is that Jalen Hurts can squat three times his body weight.
Yeah,
yeah. He's an absurdly strong human being.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a league-wide issue or anything. There's just a few poignant moments where, like in the AFC or NFC championship game, where it got laboriously slow and painful,
yeah,
because there were so many tush pushes in that game. But it's really, by and large, it's nobody's really complaining about other teams and how often they might do it. It's all about the Eagles. And if the Eagles weren't the best team in the league right now, I don't think they'd even have half the supposed voters that actually want to get rid of it.
The fix might end up being, because the Packers are the one who put the proposal forth about banning it.
Yeah.
They were spearheading this. And the ultimately the solution to this might be what I've been talking about since this became a topic, which is go back to pre-2004 where guys weren't allowed to push or pull their teammates for yards. Goodell himself suggested that yesterday. They told the Packers, go back to the drawing board. That's why they tabled it. Rework your language maybe to include some of that wording from before 2004 that doesn't allow pushing your teammates forward anywhere on the field, let alone in a short yardage situation. I think ultimately that's going to be they will have banned the tush push by banning any type of push.
This is why. So the original reason in 2004 or 2005, they changed the rule to allow pushing of a ball carrier was because it was just too hard to officiate. You're looking at a pile. Okay, is this offensive lineman pushing a defensive player or is he actually pushing the ball carrier? It's not always so clear. So that's my only hesitation is, that's a classic situation where, okay, you go right back to it being really hard to officiate, and it's not something that you're going to be able to overturn by replay.
Yeah.
At least, I don't think convincingly. Because, he was 80% pushing the defensive tackle, and it was incidental contact on the ball carrier. I lean more, even though I don't like the play because it's boring, I have a hard time advocating banning it, and mostly because I think most of the people who are motivated to ban it are just, they don't like the fact that some teams are really good at it and they're not.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's definitely part of the motivation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are the rules they voted on? So that got tabled. They're going to revisit that sometime down the road. We'll see what happens with the tush push. The overtime rules where each team gets a possession in the postseason, that will now apply in the regular season as well. Overtime is going to remain, they got approved. Overtime is going to remain 10 minutes, but each team will get a possession like in the playoffs. So no more complaining. bitching and moaning about how, you know, losing the coin toss is like losing a game. Oh, if they go down and score a touchdown. We never even got to get our hands on the ball in overtime.
Yeah.
Okay, you babies, now get your hands on the ball in overtime, okay?
As I tweeted yesterday, Sean, it was the one bit of work I did, was I honestly, the overtime rule tweakings annoy me so much that I refuse to learn them.
Okay.
Everything that you just said is now gone from my brain. I treat it like I do when I'm listening to emergency landing instructions. I'll figure it out when the time comes, okay?
Fair enough.
Everything will be, just don't even, yeah, we'll be cool. Don't worry, I'll be clutch in the moment.
Okay,
yeah.
Here are the other ones. They expanded the use of the eye in the sky to correct penalties when clear and obvious evidence exists that the penalty should not have been called. They will not correct non-calls, just flags that are thrown on the field that obviously shouldn't have been a flag. New York, the eye in the sky will check in. So that was approved. They will check in and tell the refs, hey, pick that one up.
Did it not feel like they were a little bit more aggressive with it this year than even they said they were going to be?
They were more aggressive, and then I didn't even know they could do that until they were doing it this year.
They made it easier to use, and I still think there were a few instances where, I don't think technically by the guidelines they put out, they shouldn't be doing this just yet, but I don't think a single person's complaining about it, because it does help the flow of the game.
Yeah, and again, it's for clear and obvious calls, and it prevents, of course, these are for penalties, but it does, you know, in other instances, it prevents teams from having to use a challenge, I suppose. The poor officiating is not screwing you out of a challenge. So that's good. The kickoff rules are going to remain in place. The differences will be they approved the touchback going out to the 35-yard line now. I think that's a big deal. The 30 felt like the limits of where teams would be just kick it out of the end zone. 35, as Nick Caserio said yesterday, I was listening to him on Texans All Access. He's like, 35, you're a first down away from being, basically in the other, practically in the other team's territory at that point.
Yeah, this one's actually pretty easy without going into all the detail. To look at percentages by drive starts, scoring probability based on drive starts, can kind of peg it makes that much of a difference exactly having 5 yards of extra field position. And I think it made sense the way they did it, even though it was annoying last year. They got a good feel for whether the new format is genuinely safer. And now they could say, it looks pretty promising that it's a safer version of the kickoff. So let's just go ahead and have more of them where the ball's in play.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot more returns, I think, this year. That's a big difference to me, the 30 versus the 35. That feels like the tipping point for when we're going to see more returns.
This was my least favorite part of playing for Tom Coughlin, was he would go through these drive chart analyses in front of, it was like watching an analytical presentation for 45 minutes every Wednesday morning, and it was awful. And the only thing that I got, I treated it much like I do the overtime rules. I got the general message, and this is overkill, Tom. You gotta trim this thing down to 3 minutes, please.
Oh.
Yes, okay, Tom, I get it. It's good to start with better field position.
Thank you.
On average. Got it.
Hey, two more that didn't get passed. One that got flat voted down. They wanted to, there was a proposal to where, defensive holding and illegal contact are both 5-yard penalties, but they come with an automatic first down. I forget who proposed this, but a team proposed that it's still a 5-yard penalty, but it's not an automatic, that the automatic first down is a little too punitive. That got voted down, and I'm not surprised, because that would be one that would seem to favor defense. And the last time they made a rule that favored the defense, a rule change that favored the defense, feels like it was when I was in college, probably. Every rule change seems to be more geared towards helping the offense score more points. So if there were no automatic first down, theoretically you might see more illegal contact and defensive holding. The automatic first down is the big punishment there. Does that make sense? You got a look on your face right now.
Well, as it is right now, a defensive holding does not give you an automatic
first down. It does give you an automatic first down. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
It does give you an automatic. Yeah, they wanted it so that it didn't anymore. It does give you an automatic first down. So they kept that in place. Defensive holding and illegal contact come with a 5-yard penalty and an automatic first down. That stays.
Got it.
That stays. The playoff seeding thing got tabled to where the Texans would no longer be hosting a playoff game as the 4 seed and a division winner. That got tabled. So fear not, Texan fans. When the Texans finish 10-7 with the 4 seed this year, you will still get a home playoff game. As of right now, that got tabled. So
I wonder why. I guess that big part of that is just still making the division races really matter.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. That's what that is. All right, so there you go.
I'm trying to figure out why I was so dumb on that defensive hold. You know why? Because I was thinking of there's too many double negatives in the way that we wrote it up.
Yeah.
It's a 5-yard penalty, but no automatic first down. Rejected. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, we rejected the nons. Okay, got it.
Got it. Yeah. All right. So there you go. There's your summary of the league meetings. Bottom line, the tush push will still, if you love the tush push, today is your day. You wake up with the tush push still intact. All right, headlines coming up next. The Astros, frustrating night again. The Rockets, I would submit that their postseason begins after tonight's game. We'll explain that in headlines and more news from the NFL league meetings yesterday, broadcasting news that we will get to coming up next in headlines.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.